Today's the solstice. The longest night, the shortest day. And all around the Northern Hemisphere, there are ceremonies where people light candles, bring a little extra light into the darkness. That's a good symbol. There are times when your mind is really dark, lots of ignorance, but you can bring light into it. It's a very simple process. Just simply see what you're doing, where you're causing unnecessary suffering, and to see that you don't have to do that. That's actually the light of knowledge and the light of skill. The word for ignorance in Pali, avijja, means also lack of skill. So we bring a little skill into what we're doing, and that increases the light, both inside the mind and the light that we bring to the world. So when you meditate, realize you're bringing some light into some dark corners of your mind. And you may not like what you see sometimes, but just because those things are there, a lot of time they're there because of the darkness. As soon as the light comes in, they shrivel away. It's like the monsters under Calvin's bed. You shine a light down there and they just shrivel up. Greed and aversion, delusion. Sometimes they're pretty stubborn. You look at them and they just look right back at you. But other times there are cases where you just look at them and you see right through them. So take advantage of that fact. You help clear things out to some extent so that you can work on the more stubborn ones. In other words, realize there's an allure to these things that you haven't seen yet, which means that your concentration has to get stronger, your mindfulness has to get sharper, your discernment has to get sharper. So you can bring some light into the really dark places in the mind. And John Suwata said that no matter how long the darkness has been there, all you have to do is bring the light in, and that's the end of the darkness. The darkness can't say, well, I've been here for who knows how long, and one little moment of light doesn't have any right to chase me away. The darkness can't say that. As soon as there's light, the darkness goes. So try to bring as much light into your mind as you can. So that the various things that cause suffering for yourself and for other people don't have the darkness that they need.